A lot of times communities think, well, what's the value of a plan? And to our mind, this is an opportunity for them to say, you know, here's what planning can do for a community.
Skagway shows the country what downtown planning can do for a borough. And Haines elections results are final. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories up next. The Haines Assembly certified 2009 borough elections Tuesday night, following a meticulous count of 29 questioned and absentee ballots by a canvas board. In all, 1,054 ballots were cast, translating to 47% voter turnout. That number is down from 53% last year. Gary Lidholm won Assembly Seat A by 5 votes, with 438 votes altogether, followed by write-in candidate Damon Hoffman with 433 votes. But the breakdown between votes from Haines No. 1 Precinct and the Haines Highway Precinct shows Hoffman ahead by 1 vote in Haines and Lidholm ahead by 16 votes in the Haines Highway Precinct. All other results remain the same as the unofficial results collected on election night, but the split between candidates for Assembly Seat D widened, giving winner Joanne Waterman 57% of the overall vote and incumbent Pete Lapham 42%. Waterman overtook Lapham in both precincts, with votes falling 523 to 422 in Haines and 55 to 7 at Haines Highway. Carol Kelly is confirmed winner of School Board Seat A, Nell Jergelite Green for Seat D, and Greg Stuckey for Seat E. The majority of Haines voters chose to pass Proposition 1 to ban smoking in public places, but Haines Highway Precinct weighed against the proposition, 57 to 36. However, the overall vote passed the proposition, with 55% voting to ban smoking and 40% voting for smoking standards to remain the same. At least 93 voters in the Haines Highway Precinct cast votes in this year's elections. Proposition 2 to impose new local financial disclosure reporting requirements on Haines officers and elected officials failed in both precincts, 495 to 416 in Haines and 59 to 32 in the Haines Highway Precinct. Newly elected officials will be sworn in at the October 27th regular Haines Assembly meeting. The Haines Assembly voted unanimously to hire former interim Haines manager Bob Ward to serve as borough manager until a permanent hire is made. Assembly members at Tuesday night's assembly meeting were at first divided on whether or not an interim manager is necessary in addition to the current borough staff. Assemblyman Pete Lapham directed the question to staffers at the meeting and got a reply from borough clerk and acting manager Julie Causey.
Does staff that's here feel